11:58 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Mary Richards, and this is the KSL Conference Report. Members of the Worldwide Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints hear messages about faith, testimony, and guidance from the Holy Ghost as the 187th General Conference of the Church continues from the Conference Center here in Salt Lake City. Church President Thomas S. Monson was the first speaker this session and announced five new temples for the Worldwide Church in Brasilia, Manila, Nairobi, Pocatello, and Saratoga Springs. President Monson then implored everyone to read the Book of Mormon every day.
If you do not have a firm testimony of these things, do that which is necessary to obtain one.
President Monson said leaning on the testimony of others will only carry you so far. The general primary president also addressed these difficult and challenging times and raising a new generation unto the Lord. Sister Joy D. Jones says children are great imitators and will watch as you keep your promises and covenants.
We must understand our and their divine identity and purpose before we can help our children see who they are and why they are here.
Sister Jones says parents and teachers must help children know they are sons and daughters of God, and He has divine expectations of them. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles talked about the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said we must first live worthy of the Spirit.
The Holy Ghost accompanies those that are strict to remember the Lord their God from day to day. As the Lord counseled, we must lay aside the things of this world and seek for the things of a better. For the Spirit of the Lord doth not dwell in unholy temples.
Elder Rasband said, then we must be willing to receive the Spirit, recognize the words and feelings of the Holy Ghost, and finally act on the first prompting we receive. The Holy Ghost was part of the talk on the Godhead from Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Elder Oaks says the Holy Ghost is the agent of personal revelation. Jesus Christ is the most visible member of the Godhead, and God is the beginning.
God the Father is the Father of our spirits. We are His children. He loves us, and all that He does is for our eternal benefit.
Elder Oaks said the Godhead and the plan of salvation give us the ultimate roadmap through mortality. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf concluded this morning's session with a talk called Perfect Love Casteth Out Fear. He said fear can be a powerful motivator, but it can also be manipulative and lead to the wrong results.
The more I come to know my Heavenly Father, the more I see how He inspires and leads His children, He's not angry, vengeful, or retaliatory. His very purpose, His work, and His glory is to mentor us, exalt us, and lead us to His fullness.
President Uchtdorf said, "The Lord is with us, so we need not fear." Also speaking this morning were Elders Hugh Wanche and L. Whitney Clayton. Conference will continue this afternoon at 2 p.m. for the concluding session. You'll hear that here on KSL. In the KSL 24-hour newsroom, I'm Mary Richards, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.